You're listening to Your World Today on Radio Islam International. The question that I put out to the listeners this afternoon that has drawn quite a strong response from listeners. Let me remind you of the question first. Are you married? How many kids do you have? Do these simple questions sometimes create awkwardness? Do we as a community put too much pressure on unmarried individuals to get married or on couples to have children? That is the question this afternoon on Your World Today. Now, someone's saying that I feel that it is because of Western influence that we find these questions awkward. Marriage and children are part of our deen. And a woman's role is to be a wife and a mother. If we took this as a natural and normal part and pattern of our lives, then we would not find it awkward. Why would a normal, sane Muslim or not want to follow Sunnah of Nikah? That's one message coming through. Another one that comes through, let me read this one. It says, oh yes, Molana, society does put pressure on us either to get married or have children. For instance, with me, I'm married and I have a daughter who is 8 years old. Whenever anyone meets us, family or strangers, they always insinuate that I have another child. Yeah, right. Like if I was the giver of life, I'd have 6 kids already. As if this is how I choose to have my family of only one child. People can be very daft in their opinions and comments. Another one says, yes, I'm married and I have 4 children and 7 grandchildren. And I feel that, yes, there's still an awkwardness attached to it. Another one says, as a married woman, no, I personally don't find it awkward. Why should it? Marriage comes from Allah. And when He blesses you with completing half your deen, alhamdulillah, for all unmarried people, inshallah, Allah will bless you them sooner or later. Kids too, yes, all from Almighty Allah, and He knows best. Another one says, some people keep asking you, why are you not married? Every time they see you, but they won't introduce you to a decent person to settle down with. A lovely tongue-in-cheek comment coming through there. Another one says that, when you in school, what you going to study? When you're studying, when you're going to get married? When you're married, when's the children coming? When the children comes, when the next child coming? When the children are older, people ask, when are they going to get married? Shukr to Allah, death is not in our hands. Otherwise, people will ask, when you're going to die? Another lovely message coming through there. Another one says, As-salamu alaykum, Molana, I truly feel that most people who ask these two particular questions are simply inquisitive. Very rarely do we find genuine concern when these questions are asked. People don't realize that these types of questions are unrealistic, as these important matters are not in our control. It is Almighty Allah that decides everything in His servants' lives. It also puts a lot of pressure on the person concerned as you begin to doubt yourself and your taqdeer. Another one says, and this one comes through, it says that when your life has no objective, you'll reach nowhere. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created us for a reason, but we need to work towards achieving that. And then the next one says, gee, I'm married, 2 kids, it doesn't put pressure on them, just made lots of du'as for good partners. Allah grant them good partners. Ameen, Ya Rabbil Alameen. Another one says, I'd like to remain anonymous. Yes, we are keeping everyone anonymous. The response to your question, gee, it does put pressure because people can't understand that some couples can't have children. And it causes heartache and sadness to the couple. And I think that is the important part of it. But these questions sometimes do create and do cause heartache and sadness to those, and that is why I've been dealing with this issue this afternoon to show to us the nature of our behavior. Now, someone says, my daughter's marriage broke due to her not falling pregnant, only to realize the problem was with the boy. Alhamdulillah, I'm a grandfather of the most adorable kids. Alhamdulillah. Another one says that pressure is put on unmarried girls, especially, please make special dua for my daughter, a pharmacist, Dini, homegirl, she's 28, and no proposals. This has come on through one of the messages. Another one says, see, I think society does put a lot of pressure, and it many times affects the individual, unless the individual is very strong-willed and can answer them adequately. The question on its own is not so much of issue if the person asking the question has an intention of finding you someone, but when it's accompanied by, you're getting old now, you have to make effort, and other derogatory remarks, then it's totally put down, especially as the person does not intend getting married, but wants to do it an Islamic way, not courting Western ways. End of the day, it is in Allah's hands. When one is destined to get married or have children, also those who are perhaps on the pill or don't want children, then it's a different issue. One can try convincing them, but if that's not the case, then rather don't ask the question, as it hurts a lot of feelings. And I think, you know, this has been a really interesting discussion this afternoon. Something that we take for granted, that what's wrong with asking a person this question? Yet through the response that is coming through, we are able to gauge that it is a sensitive question and we need to be more careful as to what we say. Someone saying that we really don't, we think it's their private life. Another one says, my answer to the married question, make dua, Allah grants me a good partner. Most of the aunties don't know what to say next. Yes, community, do put too much pressure. You can always have the hear the sarcasm in the person's voice when asking these questions. Ijaz Khan also responding to that one. I'd just like to find that response that he sent through. He sent, it's just disappeared in a moment ago. Yes, so these are some of the questions that have come through this afternoon, or responses. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the ability to understand and to conduct ourselves suitably. We need to realize, yes, it says, Ijaz saying that, first, when you're getting married, then you get married. When you're bringing a kid, then if it's a boy, when you're getting a girl, if it's a girl, when you're getting a boy, and the questions continue. So that is the cycle that we seem to be following. My point and the lesson that I'd like to draw from this is that sometimes we don't intend anything bad. We don't intend anything bad, but we need to be more sensitive to people's emotions. We need to be more sensitive in the questions we ask. We may not have thought of this as a malicious question, or we may not have thought of it as that we're intending anything bad, but sometimes you don't know what the purpose, the person's personal circumstances are. And as a result, what you think is a normal question, yet because of that person's own circumstances, own baggage in life, it becomes a loaded question, becomes a awkward question. So I think we need to exercise greater caution. We need to reflect on this issue. We should not be just very loose tongue, or you know, we just speak at free will without contemplating. So this is an issue that I think we've highlighted this afternoon. Don't ask people too much about their marriage, whether they're getting married, when they're getting married. It usually happens that you meet someone and you just want to make light-hearted conversations. You ask, so you're married, and you find that that person has been trying to get married, okay, and it hasn't materialized. Here's a message coming through from Binoni Ben Qasim saying that ignore in one ear and the other. People are very inquisitive and nosy in other people's lives. When the time is right, you will get married, inshallah. May Allah make it possible. Those are the responses that have come through. I think we've highlighted this issue, and we need to reflect on how we conduct ourselves.